Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Madam Renu.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Wazo.
Thank you.
So today is...
2nd of January?
2015.
No, not at all. Yeah, not 15. At all. We are Saturday 3, not Friday 2.
Oh. 3rd of January, day behind.
Okay, it's so true. It's true.
We are late. Okay.
Yeah, normally it was Friday.
So I'm sure everybody had a wonderful, happy New Year. How was your New Year? Were you at home? Or did you go to a
party?
Yes,
I've enjoyed a little party with the kids of our communities. My kids, they had dancing for maybe 1 hour and having some Italian food as usual, because we have a lot of Italian friends in Oroville, and but we have also Russian people there. Uh-huh. And we have been there till 10:30, and then
everybody went home.
And we decided, me, my son, and my daughter, that are not anymore so small, my son is 15 and Atma, she's 11, to go to see mommy that she was singing at the Palais de Maen in Pondicherry, and it was really nice going to Pondi, a lot of messy people drinking, and my daughter so scared about what is happening, was keeping my hands and puppy, where are you going? But she never saw it, so we are living in a bubble somehow here, and then Pondicherry, it's a sort of reality.
Okay. Okay, another good news here about the Oroville Radio decision.
Yes, very good news. First of all, we are moving forward with our fundraising campaign that we will start again in the coming weeks, thanks to Christine from France, that we want to really thank her, because she's professional in fundraising, and also she was trained at the radio as a person to learn and do radio. Now she's working for France Classique. And she's here in Oroville for 1 week, and she's teaching us how to proceed properly with a nice fundraising to get the funds that we need to run the station. And at the meantime, we got a very good news from BCC. We didn't get it yet, but I saw it in our statement, in our accounts. They decided somehow to give a fixed amount every month, about 20,000 rupees, to run the station. That is very, very helpful, and we want
so
to thank them.
So that's fantastic. Thank you. Finally, we are recognized by the city, for the city.
How is possible, Madame Renu? You don't complain
on
today.
On the city. No, I'm very happy because, you know, in my earlier interview with Otto, that's one of the things we talked about, and I said, well, how does BCC decide what it is that they cover? And he says, you know, normally if an activity has been going on for a while, you know, then it begins to have legitimacy. And I remember saying, but the radio has been going on for 10 years.
Perseverance, you see.
So I'm glad that finally that this recognition has come, and that's really good, because I think in the future the radio will have more and more use.
Andrea, another news?
No, I would like, since we sent in Facebook the thanks to our donors and supporter, and we are going to send it also our newsletter next week, we want really to thanks all the supporters and donors that gave energy, time, to support the radio and the related projects. So thanks again to all of you, and that's my last thanks for today.
Well, we would like to say that the University of the American University of Paris students are here, as well as the students from university in Sweden. I'm not sure which one. I forget right now. And they're here, and so two of the interns are coming forward, and they're going to be working with us, and they're going to help us also spruce up our pages, as well as do some of those things that interest them. And so we've given them recording devices, and they're going to do some of their own programs, as well as help us with some of the things that we're doing.
We are also looking for a person that are joined to the radio team. So if someone want to be part of the team, just come here at the radio station or send an email to us in our...
We will be very happy for
very
that.
Happy.
You have some news for us about on a completely different topic?
Of course, because I got one incredible end of years, beginning of the years, you know. After 9 years that I never go to the forest group meeting, I have to go there because I went after to the FMC meeting yesterday. But the 31 December, I got my first meeting with Varuna team about the generosity of Varuna, the electricity scheme, and all this kind of stuff. So it was incredible for me because suddenly, normally I'm a wild free bird. I don't want to go to meetings, stupid.
So you put in a cage, they put you in a cage.
Yeah, suddenly, because stupid of me, I've been coordinator from the solar funds. So Varuna give money, the club of the windmill club, because that Varuna windmill club give money to the solar club, so I have to go to say thank you, to do some mundanity, but suddenly there is some issues that have to be deeper studied, like the generosity, what does it mean to give money like that in our economy in kind, without with a certain process. So all the topic, I don't know if you watch or not.
Yes, I watch.
Yeah, there is that. So
a light poster.
So what's happened to me for the New Year's is the opposite of you. I finished my report at 10 p.m. to send that to Varuna, what's happened in the meeting at 5 p.m. to prove to all these people that the clown there, we are super Paca Square.
31st of January.
No, yeah. This was on the first.
Because of Renu, she said, finish, I come back at 7:30, finish your report immediately. I forgot it was the 31st, me. At 10 o'clock, boom, I send that. She said, you have to do it, but she was waiting to correct, but I said it without Renu corrections.
Cool.
So, what is the issue? This is the more important for her.
Tell us, what is the issue?
There is two issues about Varuna. There is one is us in Auroville since many years, 30 years in the Green Belt. We know that we want to have making some research about the global alternative energy visions. So it means what are all the alternative energies that Auroville can have. If since 30 years, we know that there is four main sectors, the sector of the windmill that can produce electricity, the solar.
Pump water.
Yeah, the solar, yes, of course, the sector of the biogas sector and the sector of the wood. But Varuna, because there are only Varuna windmill club, they forgot the other club of, more or less, no?
Okay.
So there was the problem of, and also they have tendencies, I have to say we are the best, no? Only Varuna is the best, we are 100% écolo, all your guys, the solar, you are bad because of the issue of the battery, the storage, so they start to fight about the environmental footprint and finance comparison between the energy of the windmill and the energy of the solar, all this kind of stuff. So finally we say...
Making windmills is full of polycarbon fiber and all, that's also
Me, personally, I've been activist about the windmill stuff long time ago, activist of the solar, I am activist of the
besides using the grid means because the wind is in Coimbatore, so anyway we're still dependent on Tamil Nadu Electricity Board, so everybody still has backup batteries. None of this is a solution until we are actually
First they refuse to have a debate like say about the global visions, so it was a problem. After a kind of about they have the approach, how they interpret the Unity Fund is different than how us we approach that, and how they approach the economy in kind. They have an approach what the classic club. You are a club of rich people, you decide stuff, you are intelligent, you have money, you have this, and you said we will do that, and they forgot that there is a process. And the process was starting 14 years ago by Operations Economy 2000, we got a lot of meeting, and the outcome of that was two. One, it was the new PTDC, the new Porthos Distribution Center. Another one, I have to say, it was, we discussed, and suddenly, there was different people, and suddenly the outcome about it was said, we need to start by the energy. And this, it was auto-proposal. Me immediately, I say, wow, super. And finally, the outcome was auto, aimant, Alain Grand Collin and me. And we decided to make the famous electricity scheme and the famous solar scheme. But the difference, it was that it was the residents that pay the contributions. And with that, it was a kind of advance of your bill. And with that, we make kind of also with the saving, kind of saving for to buy bulbs, to put less consumptions. But what's happened now? Varuna arrive and they take over. They take over the generosity, divine generosity. You see, that is not possible. This yet.
No, but I want to ask you. Okay. I want to just go because we've also invited. We always invite any members of Varuna to come to the radio and explain their point of view. But I would like to ask you, Wazo, what is the good side of Varuna's?
The good side is that since many years, the raison d'être for me of the Varuna Windmill Club is in front of all the normal energy, fossil energy in this, the crisis, they decide to take, okay, us, we will look what we can do with the wind. So they are, that's why it's one aspect of the reflections about the alternative energy visions, the wind. So that's why they are Varuna, the god, the divinity of Varuna is Varuna, okay? Us, Solar, our god is Sun, Surya. Mm. So they have to accept all kind of
different... No, but I think that was not the question. I asked you, what is the positive? Okay,
positive is that. Positive is that
within Oroville.
Within Oroville, they assume the production of electricity by windmill, that it is an alternative energy, so we don't
need... You said that already,
right? And after, in terms of Varuna finance, there are people that they try to be the best to be generous, but the way that they are doing is that we are not agree. They have to accept us the way to give money to Oroville.
Okay, so let's say Varuna has done a great work in the last period of time, but should be done under a different process to make it in a way that is acceptable.
No, it's not quite. I reset. All the pioneers since many years that did a great work. Many people without show off. No, you don't know who take care of the forest, who take care of the pump. There is many people that are invisible. These people, they are the star. Varuna come after because of the VIP stuff, or because of the money, and they try to say we are the best and we manage all this. It's not true. It's first all the people that work in silence, they're everywhere, that they're
so
the star.
So I just now want to just jump into another question. Basically, what was it like for you to go to the FAMC meeting? How did you find all of these people that you know so well?
Alors, the most strange in the FAMC, suddenly it was somebody said, maybe we present each one, and somebody said, we know each one. So suddenly, there was 40, 45 people. So suddenly I said, let's go to check if it's true. I start to check, I said, bloody hell, it's true. I know all these 40 people, all kind of people from the guest house, like Afsani.
So what's the atmosphere?
Normally, before to good meeting, I flip. But because of Renew, the 31, suddenly I was so relaxed. I have to prove nothing. I have to sell nothing.
I know nothing.
So finally, I say, let's go there, like a Genius Brothers attitude, to find some matter for sketches.
I think the Genius Brothers attitude should be implemented in many other meetings.
Yeah, we did. I did some sketches because the FMC, they are so serious. You have to see the stuff. Everybody is important.
They take themselves very important. Everybody's the big disease in Orville.
I understand. Me, I don't have 300 lakhs to invest. I have only 500 rupees. So easy for me. So I understand when people have to invest to give to Mother, for them it's not easy, and they got also. So we have to say, no, we love you. People with money that you want to offer to Mother, we love you. But there is a but. Is this but? We will speak about this but when it will be time to speak about this but. Okay? So, finally, the positive stuff that I'm very happy that they oblige the community to think about what is generosity, what is money, because the more important now, we need to think about the main problem now for me is the Unity Fund. We need to interpret that like the Portus Funds means that Unity without the vision of integrate Portus have no sense.
In the sense that he's right. If they're really talking about generosity and equality and like what they're doing is so good, it's a really smart idea for us to really look at how to rerun the Unity Fund and have all the businesses actually put their money into that account, be assured that they're not going to be dicked around by the people at financial service with money taken out or this or that, have access to it as and when they need it. But I think it is time for us to collectively pool our resources so that they can be better, have more strength, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't see why we're not doing it.
Because
there's no reason why in Orbit we shouldn't be able to do it.
Because me, I don't trust Unity Fund, so I have personal saving money of different bank accounts. I have a piece of land somewhere that I don't want to give Oroville for making speculations. I have some action in Wall Street for making some stuff stuff with different green energy. So I have a lot of money outside that I will never give to the Unity Fund because I don't trust you. So the first stuff, you have to prove to me that I trust you.
Yeah.
And I don't trust you because you, it's not a problem of money. There we create capital. Capital is the, when we have capital, we need to see how we got this capital and how we invest. The problem
well,
is
I have to say that.
No, sorry, this time is me that I'm taking the stuff. And they need to learn where to invest. That's why the critic we said us, public service, we said, all you guys with money, what you do, you put 30 lakhs for cultural stuff, 40 crore for stuff that they are completely stupid. You need to do the opposite. We need to start to give a lot of money for the service because the idea is to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
We are all brothers. We are in fraternal enemy situations, but fraternal first. You are my enemy, but you are my brother. I have no right to cut you water, electricity. I don't have to judge you. I don't have to check if you are a car, iPod, this. I don't care, we don't care of that. What we want is that you guys with money, you listen to poor people like us that we don't have money, and we help you to put in correct place the investments that we need for everybody, for the Porthos. Unity, one more time I have to say, without this idea of Porthos means people that they are sick, handicapped, thief, corrupt, we want to be like a sun, to give money for everybody without judgment. It's clear, simple, fun, fair and square. That's all.
Okay, so Wazo, you make 15 minutes perfectly. We didn't spoke always. Thanks God you were really active this time.
Yeah, and next time I will shut up. But
no,
so,
it's okay.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So we have a few other little things to share.
Yeah, very, very little. Thanks. Would like to say thanks to Dave Dutch that she was with us in the last
yeah, yeah, me too.
And I'm going to read Dave Dutch.
Yeah, good idea.
Dave Dutch was a young person who volunteered at the radio, and I'm going to read out a little poem that she left for us at the radio after her 2 weeks working with us and doing a few programs, which you'll see on the site. Oroville Radio. The spirit, the soul, the beat, the time, the unifying source, the voice of the force, bridging barriers, filling gaps of languages and cultures and nations futile to encompass the unity, the love and power lying in us humans, in our emotions and endeavors. And as those passions within traverse through Oroville, as sound waves, harmonics, a tone here or there, unifying the people through music, through words, through wisdom galore, and as the radio stands, the test of time, proving its mettle, laying its foundation for all those unheard voices to reach the bounds of the world as we live and learn and listen to all the truth around.
Thank you, Dev Dodge.
Thank you.
I understand nothing, but it's okay.
It's a poem for the radio, and it's just... It's,
no, it's because it's of your American accent that I cannot support. You know, that's why I am allergic, you know. Maybe it's me, the reason of the air allergy, maybe. What do you think on air?
Je ne sais pas.
Okay, so you know what? We know...
Nothing.
As usual.
I don't know.
Je ne sais pas. El perché il mio parata italiano? Ni proscoso bovonisco. Bonne année. Ni proscosione.
Voilà,
come. E poi, tant'ingra, tant'ingra.